the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Vice President Kamala Harris will soon announce her running mate, and she and that running mate will hold their first rally together next Tuesday in Philadelphia. The location suggests she could choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who is considered to be on Harris's shortlist. The rally will kick off a four-day tour in key battleground states, including Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. A program out of Newark is hoping to bridge a gap in services for those with autism. Aaron Dillman says services for the 21 and older community are hard to come by, and urban areas are no exception.
But when you age out of that school system at 21, commonly, you lose a lot of those services.
New Jersey has one of the highest rates of autism in the nation, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. For details on how to enroll someone, head to nj1015.com. New Jersey news made possible by Indeed. Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit indeed.com/credit. The Anti-Defamation League of New York and New Jersey is calling on universities and colleges to prepare for back to school. Advocates are demanding institutions of higher education ensure safety and full inclusion for Jewish students during unprecedented times, specifically following a slew of anti-Israeli demonstrations at colleges across the nation last semester. ADL Director Jonathan Greenblatt says the surge in anti-Semitism on college campuses was utterly unacceptable, and far too many administrators failed to adequately respond. The Senate has overwhelmingly passed legislation that is aimed at protecting children from dangerous online content. It would force companies to take reasonable steps to prevent harm on online platforms frequently used by minors, requiring them to exercise duty of care and ensure that they generally default to the safest settings possible.
Now we call on the House to pass these common sense, bipartisan, life-saving bills. The overwhelming vote we received here on the floor of the Senate should importune the House to act and act quickly.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. If signed into law, it would be the first major effort by Congress in decades to hold tech companies more accountable for the harm that they cause. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting sunshine for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The hottest days of this stretch will probably be tomorrow and Friday. The highest humidity is expected to settle in Saturday and Sunday. There's still a chance of a spot shower until about sunset. Then skies will clear out tonight. It'll be muggy overnight, low temperatures in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, hot and humid with hazy sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Still steamy on Friday, lower 90s with partly sunny skies. We could see around a scattered showers and thunderstorms rolling in late day Friday. And that brings us to the weekend. The heat and humidity hang on. Highs will be around 90 both days. We'll also have to watch out for a few showers and thunderstorms around for Saturday and Sunday too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Belvedere 83, Old Bridge 86 degrees, Burlington 88. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Shore Casual Furniture. Dining sets, bedroom sets, islands, hutches, buffets, stools, formal or casual, they make it all. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.